Every November, we celebrate Thanksgiving in this country. But how did we get the annual holiday? While it may have begun with the Pilgrims, the story of how and why it became our yearly event is one that played out over a couple of centuries. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Although we often credit the Pilgrims and Native Americans with celebrating the first Thanksgiving, it was not an annual holiday until over two centuries later.
It wasn't until 1863 that President Lincoln created the national holiday. And that was as the result of the editor of Godey's Ladies' Book, a 19th century magazine, Sarah Josepha Hale. For 20 years, she advocated that a day of Thanksgiving should become a national holiday.
Stephen O'Neill, curator at the Pilgrim Hall Museum in Plymouth, Massachusetts, says the effort was first adopted by individual states.
Days of Thanksgiving were very much a New England holiday. Many of the southern states after the Civil War did not celebrate or want to celebrate the day of Thanksgiving. They saw it as a northern holiday.
Many began to look for a common and unifying Thanksgiving story, one that would bring the entire country to celebrate the holiday.
Most of the historians who were writing in the 19th century were Northerners. They were New Englanders, and they looked to the Pilgrims as sort of the origin of our national story, of an American story, and associate it with the turkey that is served at Thanksgiving, associate it with cranberries, associate it with, ultimately, the Pilgrims.
If you're in the northeastern U.S. on Thanksgiving, this is a great place to come celebrate and learn more about the holiday.
Yes, I have worked every Thanksgiving for the past 11 years, and my family always sets aside a plate of food for me when I get home. But it's actually a very busy day here in Plymouth.
Just about everything is open in this town on Thanksgiving. After all, this is the place to which we trace the holiday. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.